In a teleconference earlier today, Roy Crabtree, administrator for NOAA's Fisheries Service, said there were three steps in assuring seafood in the more than 3,000 square mile area was safe. The first was making sure there was no oil in the water. Next was what he called a sensory test, which is where a specialist smells and tastes for oil and dispersants, of 104 tuna, mahi, and swordfish samples. A chemical test of 101 sample fish followed.
Sensory analyses found no detectable oil or dispersant, odors or flavors, and results of chemical analyses were well below the levels of concern.
This so-called reopening protocol took place on July 19th, as well as from August 20th through August 24th. Crabtree said testing will continue in conjunction with the Food and Drug Administration.
To continue to ensure that the seafood from this and other open areas in the Gulf is free of contaminants, NOAA will continue to test seafood. We are also continuing dockside and market-based sampling in partnership with the Food and Drug Administration.
Crabtree said this leaves less than 20% of federal waters closed to commercial and recreational fishing.
17% are now closed. 83% is open. And the current closed area is now 39,885 square miles.
While nearly 40,000 square miles of federal waters remain closed to fishing, that area is considerably less than the 88,000 square miles that were shut down at the height of the BP oil disaster. Crabtree said his agency is still in the process of developing a chemical test to detect whether the record amount of dispersants that were dumped into the Gulf has affected sea life. Tomorrow, University of South Florida researchers will embark on another mission aboard the research vessel Weatherbird 2, during which they plan to further investigate the impacts of oil on the Gulf food web. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.